Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And new head coach Jeff Collins will have the Jackets and their T-Day Friday night at Bobby Dodd Stadium. And the coach joins us now on the morning show. Good morning to you, Coach.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, I got to tell you, man, I am excited about T-Day. I'm one of the reasons why I'm excited, because old teammate of mine, Marco Coleman, is going to be out there coaching the D-line. But, Coach, for you, you know, with spring ball right around the corner is here now. What is one of the things that you want to take from this, your first spring ball with Georgia Tech?
Yeah, just the big thing is the whole, since January, just installing a new culture, implementing new schemes offensively and defensively and special teams, and just the energy, the competitiveness, the level of play that we want to establish here on the flats. I think the guys have done an unbelievable job embracing everything that we've thrown at them, and we've become a better team every single day, and we've got to continue to do that this summer and throughout the preseason going forward.
You know what, Coach, I'm curious about that, because you come in and you change the offensive scheme and you change the defensive scheme, and, you know, it's always growing pains with that, but how has the team responded to that wholesale change of everything so far?
Yeah, they've been awesome. I mean, they were, hungry and, we're relishing everything that we've been doing. Even the off season was very challenging, and we do some crazy stuff in the off season. And the guys have been unbelievable. And there's times throughout the spring that we've looked like a really good NFL style, pro style, spread style, offensive team. And defensively, we're changing the way we're doing things defensively too. And, the guys have looked really, really good at times doing it.
Talking with Jeff Collins, the new head coach of Georgia Tech. A lot of moving parts, Coach. As you talk about making changes to the offensive defense, you also have a lot of guys coming in and out, a lot of new faces who have to learn on the fly here. So what newcomers have you seen who've really adjusted? Who's jumped out at you this spring?
Well, I mean, we got, five guys that enrolled early on the team, and all five of them have done really good with the transition. Two that are grad transfers, one from Vanderbilt, Jared Souther, and then one from UConn, Tyler Davis. Experienced guys, played a lot of ball at their respective schools, and excited about how they've helped institute the new culture and embraced everything that we've done and established themselves as leaders in the program. We got one of the fastest guys in the state of Florida last year, Marion Brown, came here as a receiver. One of the top corners in the state of Georgia, Jordan Huff, came early. And then we've got the big Belgian, Sylvain Wajin, came in to play defensive end. He's 6'4", 245, and he's really done a nice job as well. So those are five newcomers that have really stepped up and embraced everything that we're doing.
You know, Coach, to me, in spring ball, it's kind of hard to glean what the offense is gonna be. But defensively, what does that defense look like so far? And what do you see it potentially being this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of success, especially over the last eight years in this defensive scheme and this defensive package. But the guys, we inherited a really, really good secondary. And, a lot of newcomers on the front seven, but the secondary has some experience, has some depth. And, I get to work with the TPs every single day, and I'm out there coaching individual with them. And, they've done a great job. But Coach Stack, our defensive coordinator, was with us the last 2 years at the previous stop. And, his stepdad was a legendary high school coach in the state of Georgia, Bruce Miller, up at Gainesville High School, won a state championship. And he's done a great job implementing the culture, creating chaos, creating mayhem, and bringing pressure from every single angle imaginable. And he's doing a really good job with the culture on that defensive side of the ball.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, you just gave me goosebumps. Because when I think of Georgia Tech and I think of Georgia Tech Swarm, That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about defensive players all over the place, like laying a hat on everybody. I cannot wait to see it.
No doubt.
Jeff Collins, new head coach, Georgia Tech. Well, a lot's been made about the change in the offense, Coach, away from what Paul Johnson was running to what you will run. Walk me through what you expect this fall. What kind of competition are you expecting at the quarterback position?
Well, yeah, first of all, you know, I want to, you know, give a shout-out to Coach Johnson. I mean, legendary Hall of Fame coach, had an amazing career, did great things here. And, you know, the players that we have on offense have embraced everything that we're doing. And, you know, it's really interesting. The receivers have done a great job all spring, learning the concepts and, you know, going up and getting the ball. They've won more 50-50 balls than I can remember at any stop that I've been at, and just how competitive they are after the ball. And they're still doing a great job, you know, protecting as well or blocking. Offensive line, Coach Brent Key, you know, legendary player, four-year starter here at Georgia Tech, was regarded one of the top offensive line coaches in college football, you know, decided to come and join us and has done a great job with the offensive line. And we inherited some really good running backs that run hard. They run their tracks and, you know, they finish runs, doing a really nice job. We've got the tight end position is alive and well here at Georgia Tech for the first time in 11 years. And, you know, excited to get them, you know, integrated into the offense. And the quarterbacks have done a really nice job spinning the ball. You know, I didn't know really, you know, the first 2 months of the offseason we're just doing workouts and mat drills and all those kind of things, so you don't get to see them throw. But the first couple of days of spring ball was really impressed. We've got some live arms, some accuracy, and do a nice job leading the program. And so there's been three main guys that have gotten the bulk of the reps, competing in everything they do, and doing a really nice job leading this team and learning their reads and learning the cup, you know, their progressions and all those things. But they've got some really live arms, and excited to continue to see them develop with Coach Pat Node working with them.
Yeah, as you name those guys, just for the benefit of the fans, because remember, we're going to have so many new faces here. Who are you looking at specifically? When you say three, which three are you talking about?
Yeah, so Lucas Johnson, Tobias Oliver, and James Graham, you know, are the three scholarship quarterbacks that we had on the roster during the spring, and doing a really nice job for us. And, you know, we just keep them rotating. We do this across the board. It's not just specific to the quarterback position. Every single day there's a different group of guys working together. You know, sometimes we go groups A, B, and C throughout practice and do a lot of three spots. Sometimes we do white and gold, which means we're doing some two-spot stuff. So they're working with different guys, and then we'll divide it up and we go one spot, and we'll have a Waffle House sideline and a Coca-Cola sideline, and they'll play at the one-spot drills. But every single practice there's different groups. We don't worry about who the starters are at any position in our organization. We're just working to have as many guys above the line ready to play and help us to play at a high level. That's our biggest focus and biggest concern, is developing the most guys that are able to contribute at a high level for us at every position.
Yeah, just don't get them scattered and smothered, all right? That's all I ask.
There you go, John. There you go. But, Coach, you know, you talk about the quarterbacks, and that's all fine and dandy. You know, they're spinning the ball, they're looking good. But what about those cats up front blocking for them, Coach? Because, you know, I know Georgia Tech, they ain't got the biggest offensive lineman, especially when you're running that wing T or that option quarterback, I mean the option that they used to run. So how have the offensive line looked, and which guy on the offensive line so far has stood out to you?
Yes, I have a great question. I think there was a statistic that was out there that, you know, the last game of the season last year, the offensive line averaged, I think, 270 pounds across the board. And
little
we made
dudes.
And they're really fast, and they were playing really hard, and within the scheme they were running, were excelling at the execution of it, needing to be fast and nimble and all those kind of things. But we've made a conscious effort. The reason why our spring game is so late is I wanted to make sure that we had three extra weeks of off-season training to get our guys bulked up. And I think across the line, when we went to the scrimmage on Saturday, I think we were about 292 across the board, and we want to continue to get bigger, stronger, so it's now, you know, a bigger offensive line that we're rolling out there. But a lot of experience. The guys are playing really tough, really physical, and I think Coach Key has done a masterful job with that group, transitioning from, in a scheme that was, 60%, 65% of their weight on their front hand to now being a little more 60% on your instep is a change, but I think the guys have embraced the change and done a really nice job with it.
One final question for Jeff Collins, new head coach of Georgia Tech. Good and bad in the transfer portal. I mean, you're going to get guys, you're going to lose guys. Overall, what is your impression, Coach Collins, of where we stand in this game with this transfer portal?
Well, first of all, let me say that whatever's best for the student athlete, I'm all for. Our staff and myself will play by the rules that are set forth by the NCAA. But as long as it's the best interest of the student athlete, I'm all for it. We were very selective and, thoughtful about how we approached the transfer portal at the very beginning, and we got two guys out of it. And then now, once spring ball is winding down, we want to go through the entire spring, see, how the roster is shaping up, see where the inherent needs were at the different positions to see if we need to dip our toe back into it for, a couple of spots going forward. So, it's a evolving thing. The big thing with me in roster management is balance. So we want to have balance at positions. We want to have balance as far as grade classes are concerned, because the second you get off balance, that's when roster management issues pop up. So we've been very scientific, systematic with how we're approaching the use of the transfer portal.
Coach, I appreciate it. We look forward to Friday night and the T-Day game at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Thanks
so much.
You're
the man, Coach. Can't wait to see it.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.